Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Money Watch ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you can have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Welcome to the Money Watch Show. It's Thursday, March 28th, and we are here trying to help you make better, more prudent, less bad financial decisions. I'm Jill Schlesinger. I'm a certified financial planner. I am joined by my executive producer, Mark Tilercio, who is also a certified financial planner. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Jill. So we are basically at the end of quarter one.
Oh, my gosh. It is true. Time just flies, doesn't it? When we record this, we are talking about it's springtime, but then all of a sudden it'll be like summer and we'll just keep plowing ahead. This is what we do. We deal with our seasons. You like the seasons, though. You like having a little viva la difference for Mark Tilercio, right?
I like a little change every few months. Yes.
Yeah. All right. Very good. And as we look ahead, are you enveloped in the whole March Madness thing or do you not care?
Certainly don't care as much as I used to. You know, going back into my 20s, I kind of planned my schedule around March Madness. I would take off the first Thursday and Friday.
Get out of here. You did?
Oh, yeah. But now I really don't care.
Okay. You've really lost your whole, except for tennis.
Tennis, and, yes.
But and a little Rangers, ice hockey, right?
Hockey in general, yes.
Anything else?
NFL when it's going on. But, baseball is such a slog. It's such a long season. I'll throw it on at night when it's on, but I'm not going crazy about it.
I think the good thing about baseball is it's great background.
Yeah, right.
I would say, right? Exactly. It's a total background kind of thing. Anyway, if you're excited about March Madness, good luck on your brackets. I did say when they were talking about, what's the Federal Reserve going to do when they met earlier this month? And I was like, well, they're probably going to say, well, let's do nothing. What do your brackets look like? That's what I thought that they might. Could you imagine Jerome Powell filling out brackets? I saw that Obama filled out brackets. He's been terrible with his brackets. So, I mean, he might like basketball, but he ain't good at picking the brackets. All right. This is the program that is trying to help you with your financial decision making. So if you've got a question, go to JillOnMoney.com, click the contact us button, write us a note, and let us know if you would like to join us on the air. You can sign up for our free weekly newsletter on that website. And you can also check out my book, The Great Money Reset, which is out in paperback. Today, we are talking to Julia, who's on the line from the Bay Area. Hi, Julia. How are you?
Hi, Joe. Good. How are you?
Fantastic. What's going on? How can we help you out?
So I just recently started my career. I just graduated in 2023. So this is my first real job. Very exciting.
Very exciting.
And now I have some extra cash that I don't know where to put it. So I was wondering if you could help me out with that.
Absolutely. So first of all, congratulations that number one, you graduated, you've got a career. And so how much money do you earn in this career?
Basically around $4,500 a month. And my salary is about is 105. I am in California, so there's that.
I know it's high cost of living, but you're making 105 grand. Are you in software engineering or something? What are
yes,
you doing?
Yes, I am. I'm a software engineer.
That's fantastic. Are you working for a big company right now?
Yeah, I am, but not one of the tech ones.
Okay. That's okay. It's okay. No judgment here. Are you using the company retirement plan?
Yes, I am.
What are you doing? How much are you putting away?
So I'm putting 10%, which is maxing it out.
Mm-hmm. And is it Roth or pre-tax?
Roth.
Great. So when you've, after you've done that, you've put your 10% into your Roth. That's not maxing it out though. Do you get a big bonus?
I actually just got my bonus. It wasn't that big.
Okay. The reason I asked that is when I'm looking at the actual amount of money you could put in, you could put in $23,000 a year. So the fact that you're putting in 10% does not have you maxing it out. Do you mean you're maxing it to get their match?
Yes, maxing the match. Sorry.
Aha. Okay, good. That's fine. So you could conceivably, how much money do you have on a surplus that we're really talking about? Like how much is the extra cash you have on a monthly basis?
On a monthly basis, it's about 800.
Now, the plan through work, what is the, who's the plan sponsor? Meaning, is it like Fidelity or Vanguard? Is it a big name like that?
No, it's Empower Savings.
Oh my God, Mark, who, this Empower Savings.
Taking over.
So all these firms are hiring Empower Savings. Hold on, I just want to look it up. So do you have, what choices do you have in that account? Do you know how you're investing it? The reason we're asking you this question, Julia, is that, you know, with the $800 a month, you could conceivably put a chunk of that into your own Roth IRA anywhere we'd like, right?
Yeah. I already actually have one of those too.
You have a Roth? Where is your Roth IRA?
It's in Vanguard.
How much is in there?
My Vanguard one is 6,000.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
There's no debt that you have outstanding, right?
No debt.
And how much money is in your checking, savings, like your safe money?
Like about 6 months.
Okay.
So it's like
great.
22.
Perfect. 000. So here's the choices. We could either have you put more money into your Roth 401k, which would mean instead of saying 10%, maybe you'd put in 20% and that'll max you out. Or what you can do is for this year, for 2024, you can put in that $800 a month right now. Okay. And you can put it into your Roth. Either you can do it as a lump sum or you could just do it a little bit at a time, but you can put in up to $7,000 into your Roth and you can do that and get the money in there. And that's your $800 a month for a bunch of months. And then the extra that you have on hand, you could just add it to your checking and savings. It's fine. Next year, though, do you think this is the kind of place where you're going to stick around for a long time? You're going to go somewhere else? Like, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking I'll be here for at least like 4 or 5 years.
So, Mark, should she put in some extra money, like go from 10% to 12% into her Roth 401k and then also do the money in the Roth IRA?
I think what I want is I want to see the investment options within your 401k.
Me too. Me too. Mm-hmm. And now the thing is that once you start making over $146,000, which is not this year, but you could, you know, with a bonus, et cetera, but like that's going to happen this year, you can still put money into your Roth. So what I would do is this. Here's what we're going to ask you. Could you please get a screenshot of your investment options in your Empower Roth 401k? Send it to us. I want to see if these are good choices and more importantly, affordable ones. In other words, you could have like, oh, there's an index fund inside of this, which is a great option. But some of these plan sponsors charge you way more money than like normal to get into the index fund. So I'm just interested to see what's available inside of this program. And then I think we can make better choices with you. But you're doing great. You're putting money away. You know, I don't think there's anything else that you really need to be concerned with. Don't go out and buy a house. You live in the Bay Area. You're not buying anything yet. And other than that, I think that it's like an amazing story. But you see, one of the things that concerns me always is when you have a 401k, that we are using the best options available to you. And if the plan is so-so, then I want you to use the Roth IRA for as long as you can qualify and stay under the income limit for the Roth IRA. But then we still even, you know, honestly, Mark, we still might use the Empower plan to get a little extra money to work. It might be worth it.
Could be. And how about the company with the 10% match? That's nice.
Yeah, that is nice. But they should have a better retirement plan. Julia, any other questions for us today?
Just I have two CDs that are maturing soon, and I'm wondering if I should put them in like my savings or if I should put them in my brokerage or if I should re-up them.
How much is in each of those?
One CD is $16,000 and one is $7,000.
Is there any need for this cash in the next year?
No.
Well, there's your Roth 401k for 2024.
I was just going to say, you can just take that money and then like, I would actually, again, let's see what the, but I am concerned, Mark, that like, if this.
Did I say Roth 401k?
Yeah.
Oh, I misspoke. Yeah. There's your Roth IRA contribution for 2024.
Yeah. So you could just instead of, but then she still has $800 a month to play with.
Yeah, well, then, and she still has money left over from the two CDs. So I would put that money into a brokerage account, whatever's left over after you make your IRA contribution, put the extra in a brokerage.
So you open up a new brokerage account at Vanguard, okay? And then you can just get that money to work because you do have plenty of cash. And unless, like you said, I need a new car or something, I think otherwise it's fine.
And you still have $800 a month. And once we know the investment options at your job, then we can make a decision.
Yes. Makes sense to me. Does that make sense to you, Julia?
Yep. Makes sense.
You're going to follow up. We get those investment options. Good luck. $105,000. She's graduated in 2023. You're awesome. Thank you for getting in touch with us. So if you are young and starting out, or you are mid-career, or you are approaching retirement, we don't care. We want to help you make better or maybe just improve. I wouldn't even say better. We want to help you make financial choices without all the anxiety that you carry around with you. And for that, it's very easy. Just go to JillOnMoney.com, click the Contact Us button, we'll get your note. If you want to join us on the air, click that box. While you're on the website, don't forget you can check out our free weekly newsletter, sign up for that. And also you can subscribe to Jill on Money Live. That's where you have access to quarterly live webinars and lots more bonus video content. Mark Talercio, you're a great co-host. You're the best executive producer and king of all things web. He taught himself how to do it. It was amazing. We're distributed by Paramount Global. We drop our episodes Tuesdays and Thursdays. Try to lift someone up. Change your work, change your wealth, change your life. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next week. If you like Money Watch, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. And we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.